Recorded Books and One Click Digital present The Ultra Mindset by Travis Macy with John Hans, narrated by Brian Hutchison. Foreword by Dean Karnazes. In my first book, Ultramarathon Man, I wrote about my colleagues and fellow travelers in what I called the Ultramarathon Underground. While the number of ultra-distance runners has grown significantly since then, part of the overall explosive growth in distance running in general, what I said about our somewhat exclusive fraternity in 2005 remains true a decade later. I wrote about the phenomenal level of dedication and commitment demonstrated by competitive ultramarathoners, their ability to withstand pain, the fire in their hearts that keeps them going, and their high level of motivation. These things haven't changed. I also talked about the fact that many ultra athletes run alone. Think about it. How many other people want to join you for an 8-hour training jaunt? And about how, in general, they tend to be a pretty reserved group of people. Travis Macy, a member of the cadre of young ultra runners who are now dominating the sport, takes these ideas a step further. And as ultra runners, we're always ready to take further steps. Born and raised in the high-altitude Rockies, the son of the accomplished endurance athlete and adventure racing and ultra-running pioneer, Mark Mace Macy, Travis is a sort of ultra-distance running and biking mountain man. He competes in races in the Rockies and the French Alps, that is, in places where it requires hiking poles to propel oneself up sheer cliffs, and where the air is so thin it would leave even a fit guy from sea level gasping for breath within minutes. The mountains are Travis's domain. And up there, running alone high in the Rockies, he's had a lot of time to think. What he's brought down from the mountains for the rest of us, ultra runners, distance runners, and non-runners alike, is the realization that, as much as talent and physiology, it is a series of traits and attitudes that enables us to do the things we do in this sport. Travis has organized these into what he calls the ultra mindset. He believes, and just for the record, I agree, that the components of this mindset can be adopted by anyone and applied to almost anything in life. Not just running 100 miles, as Travis has done. Not just running the length of Zion National Park in Utah in a record-setting time, as Travis has done. Not just winning what some people call the Ultra of Ultras, the Ledman competition, which Travis has also done. And which involves competing in 5 ultra-distance events in one short summer, capped off by back-to-back 100-mile mountain bike and trail run races, at altitude, naturally. Prior to his current focus on running, Travis was also one of the best adventure racers in the world, racing year-round in multi-day, non-stop competitions in places such as China, Argentina, France, New Zealand, and Brazil. If riding a flipped kayak in the middle of the night, in an ice-lined Swedish river above the Arctic Circle, while thoroughly sleep-deprived, doesn't require extreme focus and mental toughness, I don't know what does. This book teaches you how to write your own kayak, how to deal with adversity, surmount barriers, and overcome obstacles. It also teaches you how to use the ultra mindset to approach the opportunities of life. Things like why you should never quit, except when it's time to quit. How to take choice out of the picture when focusing on a goal. How to replace negative stories with positive ones. I could have used a couple of those when I was partway through the 135-mile Badwater Ultramarathon in Death Valley, and it was 120 degrees Fahrenheit. And about some other interesting and useful concepts for achieving your dreams and aspirations. Travis talks in this book about the importance of knowing your strengths and weaknesses, and asking for help when need be, as evidenced by his reaching out to John Hans for writing support. Like me, Hans has run a marathon in Antarctica and wrote a book on it, The Coolest Race on Earth. He is an accomplished writer who's been writing about running and self-improvement topics for decades. Together, John and Travis have created a highly readable and highly useful book that not only tells the tale of Travis's adventurous life, and how he forged the ideas that became the ultra mindset, but also shares relevant stories, principles, and activities to help you develop a similar mindset of your